Thank you, inept hero. Friday, it's already 92 degrees and just miserable. But again, this is our bad time. We get a couple weeks of this, and it's just... Yesterday was rough, though. Yesterday was one of those. I wouldn't mind this ending soon. It's brutal. People emailing about Kirby D. Williams says they actually would like Kirby D. to fill in the chair one day, if that's possible. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if I can hold full conversations with Kirby D. Daddy, how about this lip fur? Got a little soup strainer I'm going over the lip. How you doing, baby? I am in love with Kirby D. Williams in a huge way. Also,
we already have, if it happens, her Halloween outfit is all set up.
As Kirby D.?
Yeah.
Oh, the great Kirby. Holding the Colt 45 dressed as Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
You know what? Just get me.
No toner. No toner.
Get
straight
me
up.
A we'll, coffin we'll and put me in it. Life is good. Yeah, just let it go natural, man. Get some Jerry Curl. Make that thing wet. Oh, man. I'm dreaming of it. So I sent you guys this last night. Brett, I don't know if I sent it to you. As much joking and chattering around as I do about things, I never thought this would happen. But on my Yahoo feed, my friend Max and I were talking about something, and we made jokes about a baby casket, like tiny baby casket.
Yeah, you heard that right. Okay.
Yeah, you heard me. But it was, you know, hey, look, I'm allowed to talk about what I want. It's free country. So we're talking about it. And then on a feed of mine on another page, one of the ads was for caskets. And when I clicked on it, it had children's caskets on there. So I told Max, you need to Google this because evidently it's a thing. I'm not putting this in the history of my phone because I'm already getting ads from us just joking about it. And so Max goes and finds baby caskets online. And it is – I don't know what the message –
Are they more?
Well, there's the Rolls Royce of baby caskets is on there. It is so depressing to see because one of them is Legos.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm like,
man.
What is the message you're trying to send to the people showing up? That, like, I don't want that to be a fun toy, too. Like, this needs to be morbid. Well, and the one had Peter Pan flying around, and I'm like, no, the boy that lived forever, no.
Does everyone get to snap their own bricks on the casket when they show
right,
up? You
go by
and do the visitation?
Click on a big red one. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, but how does it differ from... an adult being buried in a Kiss casket?
Yes, because at least they had some life to live. You can't have, like, what if
you're
that...
You're saying, let's just let this go away.
You can't have a celebration of life for a baby. You know? It's just, there's no moment of like, well, it was, what, you know, people are like, well, we're celebrating. No, there's no way you can get past...
They lived a wonderful life.
Right, yeah, you can't have, at least he died doing what he loved. I was like, no, none of it can apply. And then you get the Lego casket. I'm like, no.
Or the Frozen casket.
Right.
That's what that one is.
That's for children. You're getting into the...
That Lego one? Is that the Lego one there?
Yeah, that's the Lego
casket. Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
But wouldn't you at the...
As an adult.
Funeral,
they make an adult size?
Like,
yeah.
As an adult,
I'm in.
Like, oh, I got buried in a Lego casket.
It can help you. It can help you, John.
I don't think so.
I could see it helping the parents say, you know what, if there's anything that I could pull out that being happy that they loved, you know, he or she loved Legos.
But babies don't do anything.
I'm not saying.
Like a kid,
again,
maybe,
I'm not
sure.
That, yeah.
You start getting into like 8 and 9 and they've got some history with stuff. But, oh, it's depressing. You can't have a kid funeral where you're like his favorite things. As the casket. The casket needs to be pretty basic. But I'm learning this.
Yeah, I mean, the
only
babies,
because
I would put like in a sippy cup or something.
Or a Velveeta box, casket. Right?
Yeah.
Right. They love cheese. It's
Gerber
awful.
Jug.
And the reason I'm bringing it up is because I couldn't talk about it with this miserable internet world saying, oh, baby casket, you like those? Here's an ad for it. How dare you? Because what if it was real and me and my friend Max had lost our baby? And then all of a sudden my phone's like, heard you talking, not for nothing, but we got a special right now.
Just in case.
Jesus Christ, baby casket conglomerate.
The
Nobody ever needs an ad for it is my point. You know what you need. You never need advertising. Well, that's too good a deal to pass up. Just in case he goes, let's put that in the garage. You don't need ads for baby caskets.
You're not shopping for sales or anything
you
like that.
You only need a baby casket in one specific thing. And then there's the thing on it said, one of the caskets said, our baby casket collection. Like, if you're collecting them, you're a serial killer.
Ugh. The one baby funeral I went to did not have a bedazzled casket. It was simple, but it was the only thing that
devastating.
Threw me off. I mean, it was a young a young couple, and it did. The baby only lived like 3 months.
Oh,
and I'm going there because I, you know, so to support them. But the thing that threw me for a little curve is you're in the chapel basically of the funeral home.
Yeah,
and Bone Thugs and Harmony Crossroads comes on.
Oh no!
Oh yeah!
Oh, come on.
See, you notice things. You just, it needs to be quiet, it needs to be quick, and it needs to be
and
over.
Like, well, was that, maybe that was the baby's favorite song.
No.
I don't know.
You need, no. That doesn't happen. You just,
that's
I don't,
what you're, oh, you're comparing, I, like, the Legos. Like, they're not old enough to know.
Crossroads.
I don't think I could go to one. I would just be, it's yeah, so me. Devastating. Mm. But I certainly don't need an ad coming across. An advertising for baby caskets, just because I'm chatting about it with a friend of mine. You people don't need a marketing budget. I'm sorry. Casket people.
No.
People know. They'll look you up. They'll Google casket companies when you need one.
It is pretty much a position of need.
It is. It's a complete position of need. Nobody's like, you know what I think we are shy on? Couple caskets in case. Nobody's really preemptive on the casket
strike.
Honey,
sit down. I mean, you know how Junior's been lately, and right. So I went preemptively and I got us a casket.
Just in case. Have you seen Junior's grades? It's just, it's the strangest.
There's your Van Halen casket.
Yeah, exactly. It's the strangest. Like, moment of advertising ever. Because, yeah, old people, they buy caskets early. They know they're getting close. You don't want to do that for the youth. Horrible.
What is weird is just the whole process of, I know plenty of people have gone through it, but, you know, questions that you ask, like you're buying a car, you know, you go around, kick the tires. What are the questions? How's the seal on this casket?
Oh, God. Well, what am I getting extra here? Why is this one so much more than this one? I mean, really, we're housing the exact same thing. And it's to get you to A to B, because that's all. I'm looking for the Toyota Tercel of caskets.
And it's all about the comfort for the deceased.
Yeah, it's awful. But that's the worst ad I've ever gotten in my life. That and giant fat girl bikinis once came up, because I was looking at too many pictures of Ashley Green. And I was doing it angry.
Why were you doing that?
Because I was doing it angry.
That would make you angry.
Yeah,
what the hell?
They thought I was doing it like, hey, he's interested. I'm not.
You don't follow up with a double angry.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't. You can't angry.
This time,
all
right.
What else is she? Oh, good God. She's all proud of this and that. Yuck. And I click off, and the next thing you know, supersized bikini models are all over my feed. Just because I clicked on one. You have to at least do like 25 clicks for that thing to start getting you. Now they're starting to get you just off conversations. We did that once in the studio. We started talking about something, remember? And all of our computers, without touching them, heard us talking about it. And we all had ads for the thing we just got. I can't remember the product.
Computers, not phones?
No, this is computers.
Wow.
We pushed away and went, all right.
Yeah, every one of us was like, okay, mine's got it too.
Oh,
different
ads. Mine's ridiculous right now on survivalist stuff.
Oh, because you went out.
I bought one item. I bought a survival emergency kit for the car.
Yes.
And it is now... I'm going to spend $2,000.
Yeah, they got some neat stuff. Like, what did you get?
Have you heard about, the one that I'm getting an ad on is Blackbeard's fire starter. It looks like a rubber tube, and you just cut a little piece. You can put it in water. You take a match to it. It starts on fire.
Whoa. So you got a whole, like, you got kindling.
Like, exactly, emergency fire stuff. And then they've got these plasma lighters now that...
Are you bugging out, Brady?
But the blades, I started to dabble in it a little bit.
You're starting to get a bug. Oh, it's because you're talking to Flip Orley.
It's so cool. It's like so many. Exactly.
That's
there's
why.
John Heffron.
No, Orley's gone insane.
John
Orley gone insane?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the bug out bag that it splits. There's a zipper in the middle. So then it turns into a vest and it's bulletproof.
See. You and Orly, you got to stay. You are not you.
Extreme.
You're way too suggestible as a friend.
I haven't done it.
To talk to Orly.
It's just so hilarious. Right. I start laughing looking at this stuff.
So this is the Blackbeard's fire starter.
Yeah.
I always like that the music for ads for bug out bags are always like everything's fine. We just need more materials to hide in the woods and not get shot.
So you just
they have
it's like a rope off.
They've got survival memberships now. You pay up to $300 a month, and all they do is send you the latest and greatest stuff, like shovel blade 5-in-1.
Well, this is a guy starting a fire with a wad of dog poop, it looks like.
Yeah, you just cut a little off that tube.
Whoa.
Brett, you're a gun guy. You're not a bug out dude.
No. Absolutely not.
The bug out stuff is cool, though. It is.
It is. It's like you're going to that Touch of Modern a little bit, because Touch of Modern will have some of that stuff in there.
Yeah, not like crazy.
No, this is hardcore. So maybe I should get the premium membership where you get.
I remember a guy.
Yeah, it's your Birchbox, Brady. Your survivalist Birchbox.
Survivalist. That's what's hilarious.
I worked out with a guy named Scott Carrera, who was a Black Ops military dude for a while, who ended up going sovereign citizen. So he had this. The outlook on the way the United States was going was not altogether positive when you talk to Scott. But he was fine normally, and then you get him off on a topic, and you're in a rabbit hole. You're in a war. And he was very educated on the topic. He got me a lot of information. But when you talk to him, it all made sense. Like, everything he said was so researched and stuff, right. You'd start saying, this all makes sense. And he would say to me, he goes, John, when they come and, you know, when this is happening, when this all collapses, he goes, now think about it. These governments that, you know, Russia didn't intend to collapse. Seven men met in the woods and said, we don't have any way to continue this. What do we do? And it was over. And they didn't know how to tell the people, because when the banks collapsed here, we were hours away from not having our money because we've digitized everything. He goes, what do you think the first thing is that's going to go? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm in the hole. I took the blue pill. And I'm like, I don't know, Scott. I don't want to talk about this. And he goes, the water supply.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. And he goes, that's why I have this. And he pulls this out of the back of his car. He pulls this, like, canister. And it's got this weird filter. And you can buy little versions of this, but he had a good size
straw.
One. And he goes, I can drink my own feces and my own water.
So I guess a Brita is not going to work in this situation, or what?
Yeah, I have a Brita.
It'll take too long.
That's what I told him.
It drips.
My fridge has a filter. I'm good. And he said, when the water supply comes, he said, I will be able to take a puddle of anything, filter it back into water. This thing's like 9 million times blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow. And then he started to tell me, like, what would happen. I'm like, and he goes, what? And that's why I always have that conversation. If the hit the fan, what can you offer? Because you got no money. Brady thinks he's useful to an apocalyptic world. I know I'm not. I offer nothing. I'm not handy. I can't build or fix. You can fix cars.
Yeah.
Brett is the first person in this room that's ever had a skill in the apocalypse. You're mechanical.
You'll be like Mad Max.
I'm a woodworker.
Nobody needs anything built at that time. They're just going to take your tools and do
true.
Other
your
things.
Power. Do other horrible things for them.
I literally
carve.
I have.
Brady, I've got 3 amp hours that I can defend myself with.
No one's
That's
ever going to say
my
it.
One Betty that stocked up on guns. I'm like, okay, so you bought yourself an extra 15 minutes if they come, you know, whatever.
Whoever they
like,
are.
He's like, darn right, because I'm going to be coming out kicking and scratching that 15
right.
minutes.
I got nothing.
Pry it out of my cold, dead hands.
Right. Yeah.
America, I ain't going down without a fight.
Let me tell you something. I am. I have no skills. I'm a decent shot. I don't think I could get to the gun fast enough to recognize that the things that are coming. I am so useless. I would surrender to whatever group is winning and just hide behind them. I am cowardly when it comes to this kind of stuff. I have no skills. None.
I'm hoping they need a cooking jester.
Yeah, that's all. I hope that they need somebody that occasionally cracks wise and does some decent impressions of the opposition.
Look, the leader of this clan.
Yeah. Hey, do another thing about Cohagen. That's what I'm hoping for. That in the middle of it all, there's a calm moment, and I go, Cohagen, give him the air. This guy's great. We can't kill and eat him.
Yeah, but he's eating too much.
Yeah. You ever heard him do the Chris Rock? It's great. I don't know if he's allowed to do it anymore. That's what caused all this in the first place. But yeah, it's weird, so I don't have any of that. But I do like the bug out thing. And I have, because you did, another friend of ours did, and a friend that you guys don't know has loaded his whole house with AR-15s and guns. And so everybody's buying these, you know, military assault weapons.
It's crazy out there. I mean, you can barely find any ammo, or let alone
like
firearms.
$1,000 a box now.
Oh,
it's crazy.
It's crazy out there.
So yeah, Brady's bugging out. He's buying some fire starter and a... And a few, you know.
I didn't buy any Blackbeards yet, but it looks cool.
The bulletproof vest is kind of neat. I don't know that I'd ever need it, but man, oh man, it's fun to think about. But I don't. If it all started to arrive at my house, I think I'd have buyer's remorse. I think I'd be pretty upset about that. Anyway.
Well, what good is it? What good is your bug out stuff if your entire garage is filled?
And in a way, that's true. Good point. In a way, wouldn't you be upset if you never got to use it?
Yes.
So you're setting yourself up for a really dark finish.
It's like Brady's beer cans. He never got full completion on that.
It's kind of an empty thing. But at least with Brady's beer cans, it doesn't mean because they didn't get completed that there was the apocalypse.
You know,
with the bug out bag, you're like, geez, this is disappointing. Is it ever going to happen? I spent all this money being prepared for something that isn't occurring. And I know a couple of guys who have spent, I'm not kidding, probably close to a couple $100,000 and bugging their house out.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, with weapons. And, my friend Thomas from Scotland told me years ago, we were talking about investments. He goes, you need to get out of that stock market. It's a waste of your time. I'm like, no, I think it's good for retirement. No. The only thing a smart man does in this day and age is invest in lead. I put all my money in lead. And I'm like, what are you going to do if you're wrong, though? Oh, I won't be. I'm like, he's rooting for it. Like, in a way.
Right now, that lead is tough to get, and it's getting...
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Huge prices.
And you will be able to...
Same with guns. It's just gone crazy.
But you can't trade lead, because I can't go to a guy and go, I got a box of bullets for you. Give me some food. He's just going to use those bullets and shoot you. He's going to keep
Or you use yours against
right.
them to
or,
get their
or
food.
Yeah, if you've got enough lead, you kill him. And you're not trading with lead. I mean, you're trading lead.
Yeah.
That's where I come in, Johnny. I cut deals all the time.
Right. You are a future car salesman of the apocalypse. You got that. You and I would both be in a bunker. Look, I was four-wheeling once with Drew and Tripp, and bees came over a hill, and I nearly surrendered to the queen. If it was Al-Qaeda, I'd be part of it. We were so helpless at that moment. I'm like, I had no ability to fight it off. I tried to get back to my Jeep. I was flipping out. Those two were calm as anything. I freaked out.
Look at Holmberg freaking out.
Jesus Christ, it's like a retard around bees. And I lost my mind. I'm like, I swear to God, if bees marched over this hill, and one of them said, surrender or die. I'm like, I'm a bee. I'd be a bee. I'll do everything I can to service that queen. I have no skills. I have nothing. It's pathetic.
Should we flag texts that say, I want that Lego casket?
Yes.
No.
No, no, we should flag them, Brady. Yes.
Absolutely.
We absolutely should keep those people on a watch list.
That one just popped up a little... That's a little too
fresh.
Excitement? I don't know.
Yeah, it's flat annoying.
Hey, John, here's a fun fact for you. If you have a full-term stillborn baby, you have to name it and bury it.
I had a friend who did that.
It just happened to a family member.
I had a friend who had to do that.
Yikes.
I had a friend that actually took pictures with the stillborn.
Oh!
Afterward.
Yeah. And showed them to people?
Yes.
No!
Yes. It was like purple and stuff like that.
My friend has
not friends with them anymore.
He didn't. The good thing was he didn't subject anybody to a funeral, but they had to have one. They had to do the burial, and they're religious, so they went into the ground with it. And the dates are like, it's just a year. It's awful.
Yeah,
so I feel for that. Like baby casts, it's terrible.
Yeah, someone who had it up on their Facebook.
Yeah, we've got a friend that had
tough. Oh.
Their first child was stillborn. They've got two boys now, good friends of mine, and they still celebrate his birthday.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, it's going to change
and
their lives.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Completely.
Yuck.
She's actually written about – she's a child psychologist now.
Ah, so. Brutal. Yeah, I don't – you know, that part, the parents, I don't – but the Lego cast, I just – you know, bare bones on this thing.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun. Let's talk about something happier. Newsweek is reporting that Bill Clinton went to the – Porn Island with Jeffrey Epstein, and the girl that's accusing those guys said, I saw Bill Clinton there with two young girls. So,
wow.
And emails that have started to leak from the Epstein-Maxwell, cadre, is that a thing?
Right.
They started to get into that. They had some redacted ones. They've unredacted them. And in it, the girl that's accusing Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein of a lot of sex trafficking crimes said that she was in... at the island, looked over, saw Bill with two young girls and said, why is Bill Clinton here? And Epstein laughed and he said something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, something to the effect of, he owes me a lot of favors. Something like that. And she's like, and they said, it was a laugh. She said he would laugh about it. He'd laugh it off. But I remember asking Jeffrey, what's Clinton doing here on Epstein Island? Kind of thing. And he would laugh and said, let's just say he owes me favors. He never told me what the favors were. I never knew. I didn't know if he was serious. I just thought it was an inappropriate joke. He told me a long time ago that everyone down on that thing owes him something. Everybody's in each other's pockets.
Yeah.
Then they asked her,
they
said, were there a lot of sex orgies down there? And she goes, oh, absolutely, in every house.
Yeah, and you know what it is, unfortunately?
Wow.
It's blah, blah, blah. It's just the
is
toughest
it?
Thing is. Yeah, we all will believe in it, but to turn around and to prove that you gotta
but I mean you're starting to
smoke and fire though, Brady.
Yeah, there's a lot going
I know but again, when it comes down to, I mean, you look at that documentary on Epstein, and they had a huge case against him.
Right, but
and
the reason...
Of course, the, his thing, he had enough power that they're like, right. Okay, we'll take it. They take it all in and
well, here's the fun thing. They've got emails between him and Ghislaine now that basically are them talking about acting like they hadn't talked in years.
Because right. Yeah, her I big thing... I hope it all comes out.
I don't know. I'm both sides of this. I want it all to come out for the truth and for the interest. But truth of the matter is, if it starts taking down... Our government and
yeah,
China,
I
don't know what to think.
Fallout
yeah,
happen.
Somebody will quote unquote commit suicide. By
oh
that
yeah,
time,
no, that's
so.
For sure. But they've got her under a huge watch. But going after the Clintons first, not a great idea. Those people
and then
kill.
That whole remember that whole train of the list of people during the
oh yeah
administration that conspiracy thing that's saying people that disappeared or accidents
like 81 of them.
That,
yeah.
Let me yeah. play Brady here for a minute.
Yeah.
What if? Yeah. Clinton just wanted a nice vacation.
It's a great island.
It's a nice island.
You can go down that
island. You just happened to get there. You don't know what's going on
there. I did not know that all those young girls weren't his children or some sort of a school had let out.
Bill, you've got an odd suntan.
You took a picture with a couple of girls.
Yeah. I've taken photos with many people. I went down to his island because it was gorgeous. I mean, there were girls there, sure. I am a committed, loving husband. You all know that. And that's the problem is like with Clinton, we know. He yeah. can be tempted. So, of course, your brain starts running down that road.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for the movie.
I know plenty of guys that go to islands with lots of underage
you
women.
You're taking Brady's route.
I've been down to Mexico with underage girls playing on the beach.
Nothing happened.
Come on. With Jeffrey Epstein.
You need those people.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's it's, the only oh, way yeah, it yeah, works yeah. for
FC. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm out, Brady.
Where are you going?
You gotta have underage girls around. People think you're a weirdo.
Yeah, no, you don't. It's not good. And then the other thing that happened, I'm fascinated by the Epstein Maxwell thing because I want to know how it gets manipulated. I don't think we'll ever know the real story because too many powerful people are in charge. But how will they, because now the public's like demanding answers, how will they manufacture this to make it palatable for us without tearing down giant things? If we're looking at like the Attorney General of the United States was involved in covering this up and giving him a lesser sentence and hiding the information from the people making the claim. So there's a lot of things that we already know that's like, well, that's all crooked, but what are we going to do about it? And now if these emails start coming out that, boy, oh boy, and the accusations of people who saw Clinton there. And there's multiple people like, yeah, Clinton was down here. I mean, the workers say it. The girls who were being sex trafficked say it. Nobody's saying they had sex with him yet or did anything untoward. But
there's a huge factor of the general public that would say, you know, when they'd hear maybe you saying something like, wow, I don't want to see it come out because things could be horrible.
Could be too much.
And there's plenty of people like, how worse could it get? Right.
Well, how much worse could it get is that we find out the government is running it.
Yeah.
I mean, it can get so much worse.
Funding
they're like, not only did they
fine,
know.
But I don't have a job right now.
Right.
Bro.
Well, it does get, but you're not. Nobody's going to have one if this thing turns into the whole thing has to come crumbling down. And that's worse. Again, there's that bug out bag again, where it goes to the levels of like, oh, my goodness. And then the other thing that happened, the WNBA and NBA opened up yesterday. I don't know if you guys noticed one of those things. The NBA was actually, it's preachy. Watching that 84-foot political stance, it preachy. All the commercials were preachy. Everything was a little bit like...
Unified, though.
Yeah, unified. They're allowed. They have
it's
their
a
thing.
Little preachy.
But it's a little preachy. But I did... I don't know whose jersey it was, if it was... But it said how many more instead of their name because they can put a political statement on there. I don't think you should ask how many more and have a number directly under that. I kind of missed the mark.
Yeah.
Like Jeremy said when I texted him, he goes, dude, you had one job.
Yep.
To make sure that this wasn't going to get made fun of or goofed on. And how many more? And the number is 7. It's like, I get what you're saying, but you can't have a number right under. That just looks bad. So the NBA had, you know, almost, I think, a better presentation last night for the games. They had two good games. You get past the whole political stance thing that they're doing.
Yeah, once they started playing, it was
different. Yeah, because the games were good, and they were playing the games, and everything's good and stuff. And it wasn't like during the game anybody was losing their minds or anything. But it was just...
Think about the virtual fans?
I kind of
loved
it.
Did anybody helicopter?
Like
no, they didn't get close enough to the fans. I'm sure somebody tried, and they were quickly removed. But the fans were too indecipherable in the background. They were just blurry people. You could tell there was stuff moving around. And then they would do like... The screen was really cool. They did a really... almost indecipherable. You can do that with an indoor sport, I think, a lot easier than you can football or soccer. But basketball,
it felt like more
great.
Of a, you know, a better, cleaner version of summer basketball.
Yeah.
The summer league.
Yeah. Or Olympics. I thought it was like when the Olympics played and it wasn't a medal game or a marquee teams. You will watch, yeah, you know, U.S. play Lithuania, which is actually a good game. But
doing their jobs on the outside, that not really paying attention too much to the game.
Not a huge crowd. You hear pretty much everybody. But they did have the floor mics because Reggie Miller, the broadcast team, kept saying, man, you can hear everything these guys are saying to the refs. And because Reggie's been out there and he goes, I don't know, but they didn't have it mic'd like I thought you would pick it up. They did a good job of making the ambient noise louder so you couldn't hear the guys screaming on the court. You'd hear it here and there, but not too often. And it was good. It was actually really, I think, all they had to do was imprison the entire NBA and not allow them to go anywhere and then force them to play basketball, much like the end of Stir Crazy.
So Chris Bosh apparently popped in as a
virtual
fan.
That's hilarious. You can tell it's him immediately because he's got the neck of Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, that's great. But yeah, the fans didn't helicopter their dicks. That's just going to come with boredom. I think they were excited to have the game back. But
well, they haven't discovered it yet, John. They got to
make sure they see
themselves first.
Last night was real fans that wanted to be there. There's no jokesters yet wanting to show their dicks on the virtual fan board. The people who just noticed virtual. Wait, you can zoom in? That guy's going to show his dick on TV. And then the WNBA, which is always fighting for respect,
notoriety,
always screaming that the NBA doesn't do enough to promote them, always shouting and yelling that their product is diminished by nobody paying attention and all this other stuff. Well, a girl named Ariel Powers, number 23 for the Washington Mystics.
Oh, you did it.
What?
You called her number 23.
Well, look, here's what happened. Andre Iguodala, three-time world champion with the Warriors, one-time finals MVP, fairly established in the league as a good player, plays for the Miami Heat, evidently was watching the Washington Mystics WNBA game. Tweets out, number 23 from the Mystics is nice. She's having
with an exclamation point, right?
Three exclamation points. That's how much he meant that. He fires that off and says she's also having the best game of her career. She's shooting well. She's got 20-something points. She's got boards. She's having a great game. She texts back immediately after and says, put some respect on my name or keep this tweet to yourself.
What the hell was wrong with that?
He didn't say her name. Ugh. And Andre Iguodala, Andre Iguodala says, no manners, which just sets her off. Because all he was saying was, I'm watching your crappy product. B, you're playing great, 23. Right. I hear guys say that all the time. She goes off and says, we deal with disrespect on the daily. For someone like you, Andre, to tweet that off the same device you could have looked me up on is unacceptable. Mind you, commentator said my name. Would it have been the same if I was a guy? Look at that pic, and don't forget I said what I said. Well, yes, it would. If you pay any attention, they have a segment on the NBA pregame show called Who He Play For, because Charles Barkley constantly doesn't know anyone's name. He doesn't. Yeah. In the NBA, they have a game they play Who He Play For, and they'll mention somebody, and he's like, I don't know who that is. He's a little guy, 15, and they laugh and like, yes, he's with the Pelicans. And all that. I knew what he would look like if he's in the uniform. You say his name, I don't know who he played for is an actual thing. But this is the problem with the WNBA. They're screaming, somebody pay attention to us. Somebody pay attention to us. When someone does, they scream, you're doing it wrong. This is why nobody likes the league. These are a group of unlikable people who scream at you when you watch their game.
Well, that's the most attention she's probably gotten in years.
She should have said, if she's mad, I'm Ariel Powers or whatever my name is. Never forget it. Thanks for the tweet. Yeah. And people would have been like, that's awesome. That would have been like her boasting. She puffs up a little bit. She gets swole on that and gets her name out again.
I can give you a comparison. In a way, it's like, how many times have you been watching, whether it's football or baseball, like an example would be the guy's got a no-hitter going.
Right.
And you're sitting there at the game with a group of people, and there's some women there, and all of a sudden you're like, this is unbelievable. We got a no-hitter going. And all you hear is, you know, that pitcher's hot. It's the same thing. This guy is having a career game.
You're really reversing this. Come on.
That's pretty awesome. You watch sports with chicks. God, I hope that was a girl.
But you get that no matter what. You're looking at saying, oh, this is an amazing game and all that. But I always felt, well, okay, you can feel that way.
That is true. Women can watch baseball and not know who they are. But this is, I mean, this is a little different because the NBA is always getting hit for not paying attention to WNBA. But I do like that you tried to blame women. But I do also think that the voice you're hearing say that is like, Daddy, number 23 is smoking hot, baby.
They don't care about the stats, the numbers.
No. And I do it all the time. I watch tons of sports. I'm like, what's his name? 14. You know, and you'll find, oh, yeah, that guy. You know, if I can't say their European name, I call them that. You watch a basketball game, a lot of the times they say 2-3, 2-3. So LeBron James, like they're calling him out by name. The reason you have a number is so we can identify you before we learn your name.
Yep.
I watched the games last night and thought that there were five guys on the LA Clippers named Justice.
Who's on how many more?
I had to go. I'm like, say her name. I don't know who that guy is anymore. And that's me. I'm not paying full attention to the game. But that doesn't make it so I disrespect the entire Clippers team and the organization. Right. Look, I just don't know everybody's name in the league.
To go baseball when you don't have a contending team like I do, watching them last night, I'm like, I need a program.
Right.
Who are these guys?
Cubbies?
Aside from the four guys that I know that have been there for 2 years, who are these guys?
My Cubbies are rolling out dudes late in games. And I don't know who this is.
It's almost like spring training now. It's like, number 96 is in. Time to go.
We got a pitcher the other day. I'm like, I don't know if I know who this is. And I didn't look him up. I just called him 65.
Can you imagine being that one Marlins fan with the way they're rotating players in and out with 17 people out in baseball? You can't keep up with that.
I didn't know who the Marlins were to begin with.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, that one Marlins fan.
Now, if you want to play for the Marlins, you got to win a radio contest. I think you can get anybody that doesn't have coronavirus gets a uniform.
They just blew through the Broward Community College starting lineup.
Well, they'll do just as well. They're going to lose either way. It's just going to be uglier losses. But, yeah. So the WNBA's just got such a thorn, and they're so bitter and angry because you have to like their sport or you hate women. Well, I don't hate women, but I do hate the WNBA violently. Your product is awful. And Brady, you asked a question the other day. And by the way, if you want independence and you want people to not have – you want respect and you want to stand on your own as empowered, don't let the NBA pay for your league anymore.
Right.
Do it on your own.
Right. Seek your own marketing, seek everything,
or
seek
shut
your own
up.
TV deal.
Oh, I hate that WNBA so much. That is, I think I've heard it described in one way, but it's the same way. I feel like this about the WNBA. Yeah, that's what I picture hell to be. I'd have to watch the WNBA nonstop and learn their names.
Such a taxing day.
Yeah, it was horrible. Horrible.
John Iguodala should have tweeted back, well, this is the last time I watch an NBA game. Say goodbye to half your fan base.
Now, I was going to get to this. At the end, I didn't know that Andre Iguodala at one point in his career had tweeted out, I don't want my daughter playing professional basketball and becoming a lesbian. So somebody dug that up and said, Andre does have a history with hating on this. But he's evolved.
Just when he was coming around, he got slammed.
Right. And it was like Andre wasn't wrong for looking. But then, again, nobody's allowed to say anything because everybody's, you know, publicizing every thought they've got. Now, I've said, sure, most of the NBA is lesbian. In fact, some former WNBA players have said that they're like, it's a lesbian community. The one straight girl quit because she's like, I felt like that. Well, Diana Taurasi, in the middle of a game once, knew the straight – they kept calling her straight girl and stuff like that. And Diana Taurasi was trying to piss the girl off and gave her a kiss on the court.
Is it like Mean Girls Club
over
there?
Yeah, it's Mean Girls. And that's what the girl said. She goes, it's a really bad environment. And a lot of times they're bullies about it. They got their own problems. Big deal on that, right? But you can't sit back and say, I've said, you know, as a lesbian. I'm not going to sit and say, I don't want my daughter to be a lesbian, so off with the WNBA. I just think it's a crap product. And then, Brady, you brought up the point the other day, said, do you think the 5A state championship team would beat – the WNBA
be
champions.
Competitive or beat.
Beat. Yeah. And then my friend Max sent me a highlight reel of Zion Williamson as a senior in high school, dunking and blocking and leaping way above the rim. And I thought to myself, that's the reason I didn't like even think about going out for basketball in high school. I was way too short. And these guys were dunking already.
Oh, man.
In like eighth grade, there were guys dunking. And they can't dunk in the WNBA. So, yes, the answer is emphatic yes. Probably the best team in every state in America would, at the very least, give a run for the money to the world champion WNBA player. So, Until your product's good, shut up.
They can't dunk in the NBA or WNBA?
There's like in the 25-year history, I think there's been like 30 dunks, and 18 of them are Brittany Griner all by herself. And like 7 of them are in an all-star game where they just let
and
her
warm
do
up.
It. Yeah. All right. Jesus. They count those. But Zion's highlight reel. This is a.
Oh, I thought that was a WNBA.
He's in high school. If he was in the WNBA, I would watch. Zion Williamson is head to the rim good in high school. Yeah, it's an amazing video.
Just his senior year.
Yeah. And that's him in high
school. He got some cash for that video.
Oh. He's glorious to watch playing basketball. The guy's a...
Drives from three.
Yeah. He's amazing. So, yeah. So, WNBA. Andre Iguodala, aside from that whole lesbian thing, which you're going to get in trouble for, you're right. 23 is nice. But his response of, no manners, is my favorite part of it. No manners. Slapped her down immediately. But anyway, the ratings for the NBA were really good. WNBA, not so much. And they think it's because they're not marketed enough. They're awful. It's 7 or 9. Let's get a wake-up song. It's brought to you by our friends at ELOteam.com. You can go to our Facebook page, find out what they're up to, doing a cool thing for schools and things like that. So Eric and Lisa getting on that right now. ELOteam.com if you're interested in a house, selling or buying. They're there for you. What do you got over there?
Well, Brett took them. So Soulfly, yeah. Boomba. And these are all for Brady, or is there
a
mix?
Yeah, it was a lot of them for Kirby D. Williams, actually.
The bottom two, one for Brady.
The bottom two are for Brady and the Oculus. Primus's shake hands with beef. That's going to all...
I've never heard that song.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, we've played that before.
Monkey Business by Skid Row, also what you're up to. But then it gets into Kirby's tomato pants argument again, where you got Static X Blood for Days. The Void. Okay. I know. I'm not comfortable with it. But then Brett goes, this is the one. I'm like, what? Slayer, Raining Blood. I'm like, you're right. We haven't done a Slayer song for a while. That is exactly what it's going to be as we reset our tomato pants bet. She fooled us for a year, but it won't go another year. We're taking her to a doctor.
But you're not allowing us to call our shot today? You're going to make us draw randomly?
You know what I was thinking? It's going to be hard to put every day
in a
hat.
Lay off for her birthday. And we do this on Monday.
You want to give her one day of free? Is that for you or for her?
Let it reset.
All right. We'll hold off. That's fine. That's fair. Fair enough. And then plus, it gives us a weekend to think about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Meanwhile.
Call your shot.
You'll be trapped in that juggernaut helmet of masturbating. We should put a bet on how long it is before Brady says, screw this, and gets his own Oculus. And he's $1,100 deep in jerk-off toys. Pretty soon, the whole family's just going to be in giant hats.
Three sets.
There's a movie Albert Brooks did in the late 70s, and I don't remember what it was called, but it was the original reality TV show. He was like, this is the future of television. And it was just a general family that had agreed to a scientific experiment where cameras were in their houses, and the cameras were all giant helmets on cameramen's heads. And so every once in a while, stand in corners like they were decked. They had hidden cameras in everywhere, but the mobile ones were just humans with these gigantic helmets on their heads, and it looked just like virtual reality today. But it was the original idea behind like the real world and everything else. Just follow this regular family every day and then edit it and show them to the general public as we followed this family for a few months. I forget the name of the movie, but it's brilliant. But that's what Brady's house is going to look like. Everybody's going to be in these weird helmets, bashing into walls, jerking off constant.
So is the Oculus kind of like when Sandra Bullock and Stallone were in Demolition Man? Yep. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
It's over the top. It's a big – like in a few years, it's just going to be like Google. I think Google Glass comes back. I think VR will make it so the technology of Google Glass will advance, come back, and that will be our VR. And you can watch porn, and it'll take – it. I'm telling you, Brett, it takes you to the place. Your brain isn't – my 48-year-old brain doesn't understand – here's a brand new universe that feels and looks like you can, like it's there. And you go there. It's too much of a visual sensation, and it's everything. Like you
I can't wait,
you're in the room.
Planet Earth.
Oh, that would be awesome. You'll but in the middle of that, you're going to be like, you're going to just hear me in your voice going, imagine porn. Because I've seen one porn on a VR headset, and
spectacular? I mean, is it?
It's. The video I watched was pretty darn amazing. And then I asked my friend Ryan, who's got it. I'm like, what's the porn like on this? Because he films a lot of stuff for his work with it. Right. And he goes, It's a different world. I mean, it's like dudes talking about like intergalactic travel. Years from now, this conversation will be silly because we'll all have done it.
I'll have a really long beard.
This is like that Super Bowl commercial where Katie Couric and Brant Gumbler are going, What is it called? The internet? The websites? And they're, you know, everybody's like, I don't know what it is. The VR, and I know it's been around for a while, but the advancements are going to be incredible. And Brady is the first on, who would have ever guessed on KUPD's roster that Brady would be the first with a VR jerk helmet? Congratulations. And I'm going to start.
Kirby's gift.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm going to start scouring Pornhub and firing you some things to put in there from your phone, and you can Bluetooth them in. Oh, Brady, I'm so excited for your weekend. And you get this thing the weekend your family moves back. I don't get it. You should have started coughing and acting like you got the Corones again and kept them away for at least a couple more days.
Yeah, why don't you pay for Prime and get it like next day or same day delivery?
Yeah.
It's not available.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So many people.
They actually sped this one up. It was supposed to get here originally August 8th.
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden I got a little, you know, on Tuesday, I told these guys the 30th.
Mm. It's just exciting. But then somehow or another you agreed with your family to move them back in the day the Oculus gets there. So I think there is still a little repressed guilt.
Well, it was the birthday.
Yeah,
was the big
that's
thing.
A crusher. That's tough. Yeah. It's hard to say no to, but you gotta carve out a little time to say, hey, let me see that. And again, though, I remind you, Brady, like when I have porn on my phone, you have to get it off your screen or your Bluetooth will pick it up in your car. And the next thing you know, you're driving around with the family and you've got your last porn popping up on the Bluetooth. And it's just chicks moaning and screaming about their teeth. At least the ones I watch.
Checks and balances.
You're knocking out all my teeth.